Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Last night before going to bed, the Lord impressed on my spirit the need for people to be right now connecting with one another. Many years ago, the Lord showed me about safe havens. Many of you who have been with me for that long, this was back in 2018, you remember. The Lord gave me many, many messages about safe havens. And I will include those in the link down below in the description box for those who are new subscribers. At that time, He told me that people needed to be setting these things up because of what is coming. And a few people did. And at the time, there was an understanding that the Lord was calling His people to come together and to start preparing for what was on the horizon. Unfortunately, most people did not listen to the warnings that not only I brought out, but many other watch women and men put out there. And we are now facing right now some very, very difficult times. And the Lord showed me in this message that I'm about to read to you what is coming. He talks about the four horsemen. And He's been talking about also the four horsemen represent the four seals in Revelation 6. But the fifth seal, which is the persecution of Christians, is also ready to be opened if it's not already opening, brothers and sisters. I believe the seals are when they open, they all converge at the same time. We will see them all happening at the same time. And that's what we're seeing right now with seals 1 through 4. So go study Revelation 6 so you can understand what I'm talking about. My heart is really heavy today as I bring this message to you because I feel like His people have not really prepared for what is coming. He's told me that there's a little bit of time left. Remember, I had that video. Sorry about that. I had that video about that there's going to be a pause. I don't know how long that pause is going to be. We're in that pause right now. We're in that pause right now before things are going to get really, really serious. You think things are bad now? This is nothing, brothers and sisters. This is just the calm before the storm. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm only trying to be a watchman to help sound the alarm. So God's people will not be caught unaware, but they would be preparing for what's coming. So I believe that this video, after I got this message from the Lord, I just received it while praying, and I really think that the Lord gave me this to encourage all of you to start thinking about what you need for your family to ride out what's coming. And I don't know how long it's going to last. The Lord hasn't shown me that. He's just showing me that we're really seeing a culmination of some really bad things happening. Mainly war, famine, and disease. And that's what the Lord talks about in the message I'm about to read to you. I did start back in 2018 a safe haven forum. It's called Connect with One Another. And if you haven't already checked it out, please do so. It's a little bit dormant right now. However, there's some great information on there. And it is a place for all of us to be connecting with one another, specifically in the state that you're in, or the city or the town that you're in. Ask the Lord to lead and guide you to other people who are like-minded, because this is where part of our strength comes from, is from the encouragement and the meeting together of one another. You know, it says in the Bible, it says, I can't remember exactly where, I will have that reference in my blog, and I will have all of this I'm talking about and the message and the corresponding scriptures. It will all be in my blog, and that link is down below. But the Lord talks about in the Bible that as we see these days getting, the last days coming, that we are not to avoid meeting together or assembling together. And, you know, the enemy has come against that. He's trying to isolate people. And again, this, I'm kind of paraphrasing some of the message that I just got from the Lord. But he's trying to isolate people so he can pick them off one by one, because that's what he does. There's strength in numbers, brothers and sisters. That's what the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. And that's what the Lord calls us, is to be the body of Christ together so we can function properly and be healthy, spiritually speaking. So go ahead and please check out this Safe Haven Forum that I started, and ask the Lord, pray sincerely to him from your heart if this is something that you feel is from the Lord, and ask him who you are to be connecting with right now. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all. Before I read this message, I just needed to say all this to you. I wanted to let you know where I'm at right now. I do believe we're going to be seeing some persecutions coming. The Lord has been speaking to me about the He's been speaking to me about the persecutions that are coming upon the Christians. And that's really for another video. The Lord gave me an incredible word about it, absolutely incredible word about it. And so we need to really be listening to what the Lord is showing us, and we need to be studying scripture. You know, the end times are unfolding before our very eyes, and most people don't even see it. Really, I would encourage you to study these chapters. Daniel 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And then in the book of Revelation, I really encourage you to be studying, all of the book of Revelation. But specifically, I would say read about the trumpets and ask the Lord what that is. I believe that the trumpets represent actually one major event, and if you read it, you'll kind of understand what I'm saying. And also, Revelation 11, 12, and 13 are pivotal. They represent the 3.5 years that Jesus talks about, and that talks about in the Word in the last days. And so you need to understand that as well. Okay, so let me go ahead now and read this. I got this while praying. It was a hard message to receive. I don't even understand why I felt like the enemy was coming against me while I was receiving it. If you all can remember me in prayer, I would appreciate it, because the enemy is really coming against me prophesying or receiving messages. There's just a lot of spiritual warfare that has to come. And so I just would ask for your prayers during this time. So, because the most important thing to me right now is that I hear from the Lord for you all. I want to be able to be that watchman on the wall for you, that the Lord has I feel like that's the job he's given me to do, is to hear from him, and so I can pass it on to you. And that's my heart desire. That's my heart's desire. So I would appreciate your prayers so I can continue bringing you these messages and the words and the dreams that the Lord has been giving me. All right, so let me go ahead now, and I'm going to read this to you. Tell my people to keep their eyes upon me and not on their circumstances, for all is about to get very bumpy very quickly. The seeds of discord that have been planted have taken root and will manifest a disturbing harvest. Behind the scenes, where most cannot see, are plans of destruction and woes. They come at the hand of man, but I will permit them. The earth will shake and quake at what is coming, for the economy will fall and famine and disease will follow. The horses have been released and the seals opened. They will only grow in intensity. I call on my people to have their eyes wide open and not to be blinded to what is coming. That way they can prepare to the best of their ability. Many will not see what is coming. They do not see the horses that are coming, and they will be trampled. Not so for my people who are awake and ready. Prepare your homes, prepare your family, prepare your soul. Come to me on bended knee, humble yourself, seeking my face. I will guide and direct you and show you what to do. I will open the doors that need to be opened and close those that are not from me. Many need to move and get out of harm's way, so seek me on this. Many need to come together, for their strength is in numbers. The enemy comes to isolate and keep apart my people, but I say that you are to meet together for encouragement and provision. Connect with one another and start forming bonds. I will help accelerate this process of community and worship. Now is not the time to shrink back, but to move forward. Do not let fear or anxiety take you over and paralyze you. Instead, walk in faith with me. Instead, walk in faith with my strength that I will give my own. Then I heard this, brothers and sisters. I heard that we were to start setting up our food sources now. I heard that there's a time coming that these food sources are not going to be available and we're going to need to improvise. I heard about farming, that we need to learn about how to farm and how to live off the land. Many of us are already trying to do that, but it's not easy. And also to seek out farmers in your community. So that was an important part. I'm not reading you exactly what he told me, but I want to just explain to you that he's telling us to start getting ready for the food shortages that are coming, basically, is what he's saying. Okay, back to the message. I heard, prepare, prepare, prepare. Do not wait, for the time is late. Things are changing very quickly, so do heed this warning. I call my people to prepare now. Do not put off tomorrow what needs to be done today. Listen for my voice and my guidance. I will give it to those who will ask. Wait for it will come. And then I heard at the end, the only one and true King, Jesus of Nazareth. And then I heard the scripture, come to me all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for it is not heavy. And I don't know if that's the exact scripture, but I will put the exact scripture in my blog. All right, brothers and sisters. So I think the last thing I want to end with as an encouragement is a lot of times we ask for guidance from the Lord, and if we don't hear right away, we think he's not going to answer us, and that's not true. I found in my life that sometimes I ask and I have to wait a really long time, and that's why it says we are to wait upon the Lord. And like he says at the end of the message, wait for it, it will come. So don't be discouraged if you don't hear about things right away. Don't be discouraged. But continue to press in with him. Press in, continue to pray, continue to ask him, and you will receive a breakthrough. You will receive a breakthrough. But you need to continue with him and not get discouraged if you don't hear right away. All right, well, there's so much more that needs to be said, but I think this is all I'm going to put on this video. If you have any comments, any thoughts about this, or even any questions maybe that I could help you with or answer, I'll try my best. Please feel free to put them in the comments down below. And know that I am praying for all of you on a daily basis. I pray for my subscribers every single day. And so I want you to know that you are not alone. The Lord loves you. The Lord will keep you. He will strengthen you. Just stay close to him. That's all he asks right now. Stay close to the Lord. Keep your eyes focused on him. Shalom.